Well, it's been a while, but we're back.
It has been a while. We've had some
Legacy and
failed
Shady.
podcasts, failure to launch podcasts.
Yeah, we had a really good podcast, and it just didn't work out when we did the
recording.
retake.
Yeah, I never heard the retake, but you said it was bad, so we're not going to put it up.
Yeah, I didn't think it was very good.
I wasn't probably like 9 months pregnant anyway, so I'm sure it was crazy.
Well, I still have it. I could put it up still if
Yeah,
you
we'll
wanted
see.
to.
We can list it over posterity.
So we have a new baby.
We
Little
do.
Zoraida. She's
Little
over
Z.
there. Yeah.
I don't know if we want to reveal too much information about her.
No, she's beautiful. She's like a baby model.
She is. Everyone thinks she's a baby doll. She
not
is the
really.
cutest baby I've ever seen, but I'm not being partial. I think she's way better, cuter than baby models.
She could definitely be a baby model. I mean, I look at baby models on the bus and all over the place, and a lot of those babies are kind of freaky looking. Our baby's a little bit more like the ideal baby. I mean, she may not be that way forever, but for right now, we're waiting for the reward, whatever that award slip is coming in the mail. You know that we got the cutest baby of all time
oh.
award. Yeah, we're waiting for that to come in the mail still.
How much money was it? Like $0?
Yeah, and 0 cents. Well, traveling with a little baby is a challenge, but we did it.
We did it 6 weeks in.
We went to
Portland.
Oregon.
Oregon.
Which currently has about 13% unemployment.
Yeah, amazingly.
Which is almost as high as Michigan.
We went to a Hillsboro, which wasn't as. It was more.
Yeah, it was the Silicon
affluent.
Forest.
Not affluent. It was definitely wasn't affluent, but it was.
Compared to Portland.
A bunch of unemployed. Yeah. North side of Portland seems to be more ghetto than the south side suburbs.
Yeah. Hillsboro has a lot of tech companies.
Intel.
Primarily Intel has a mega campus there.
Is that their headquarters or not?
No, the headquarters is in Silicon Valley, and
oh.
then the second largest is in Folsom, which is a suburb of Sacramento.
Oh, it seemed like it was quite large there, though.
It is very large.
Well, they must have huge campuses in the other places.
Well, they were a big deal for quite a while. They're still a big deal, but they just don't really get the press, the marketing hype.
That's true. It's them and AMD are pretty much two heavy hitters, aren't they?
Yeah. Sun makes a lot, and
oh, Sun,
so
right.
does Motorola.
Right, forgot. Motorola stinks, though.
Yeah. I've been around the block. So anyways, Hillsboro primarily has Intel, and there's a bunch of other, like, smaller companies that have, you know, their buildings kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's serious farmland when you on the outskirts of Hillsboro.
Yeah, they have these like long boulevards with trees lining the sides of the roads that are all have been planted.
Yeah, it reminded me a lot of Stanford, Palo Alto campus.
They call it Silicon Forest, but there really isn't forest there. I mean, not any more than anywhere else there is. Like even Iowa has trees.
Yeah, we thought
like
it was more Midwestern feeling than
it did
Pacific Northwest.
Similar to the Midwest because the west side of Portland. It's a plain with some like rolling hills a little bit. I don't know if it's higher or lower, but you have to go through like some small foothills on the east or the west side of Portland to get to Hillsboro and Beaverton. Beaverton's the bigger city, I think. But
yeah, we didn't get a good feel of it. I wasn't very impressed with what we saw.
It just kind of felt like sprawl.
It was sprawl.
Not like nice sprawl. Like
mall
you get,
sprawl.
Yeah. There's just a lot of, I mean, you could tell that there were some more wealthy people that lived around the area, but, I mean, compared to the other parts of Portland, on the east side of Portland, for example, that we had been to.
We didn't go to Lake Oswego, which I hear is a rich area, and
yeah.
Like Tigard, which we didn't, we were going to, but we just didn't have time.
Yeah, so
Lake
we've
O,
been to pretty
I
much
heard.
Everywhere in Portland except for Lake O, Lake Oswego.
Right.
Lake Oswego.
Which is good. It's always nice to leave something else to go to.
Yeah, we mostly just wanted
to
check out
back.
The west side of Portland
yeah.
just to get the full feel of what that whole city is like. I like to just to go and visit a city and kind of hang
Portland
out and check it out.
Portland has sweet Priceline hotels, so if you ever go there, like, you can stay dirt cheap and usually you get something decent.
Yeah.
This was the worst one that we've been at of the three times we've been to Portland, but
yeah.
for $40 a night, I'm not going to complain about what we got.
Yeah. Well, we stayed at the Hotel B in Hillsboro near the airport, and the room was not too bad, albeit it was ultra small. We didn't have room to put up our pack
It was
play.
renovated last year, which is always nice. I like the renovations.
We put up the pack and play for the baby, and we had to put it at the end of the bed, between the TV and the bed. So we had, if we wanted to go to the bathroom, we had to crawl across the bed.
I know.
We could have put it between the desk and the bed, but then it was right next to the air conditioner. It was so hot and loud that I didn't want to put the
Yeah, I
baby
didn't
right
want to put the
there.
baby there.
So that was a little bit disappointing, but the furnishings were pretty good. Outside of the hotel room, though, the halls and things, you could definitely tell it was
Old.
really run
Yep.
down, and then they had polished it up. It's like if someone could polish up a turd, that's what it felt like. Like someone actually did it.
It was fine. I think it was fair value for what we paid.
If you're in the room, though, it wasn't bad, especially
We
for
got
40
free
bucks a night.
internet too, which, and they had Starbucks, or no, Seattle's best coffee, which actually tasted okay, and Tazo tea in the room.
Yeah.
And they had Bath and Body Works products for their shampoo line and redone bathrooms. I thought the bathroom was actually quite nice.
Yeah, the bathroom was actually pretty
The
nice.
shower
The room
pressure was
itself was not
nice.
bad.
Yeah.
The only thing about the room I didn't like, though, was small, especially if you're being out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But if
For
you're like the
us,
kind of person who doesn't leave their hotel room, then this hotel would be great, especially for $40 a night. I stayed at hotels that cost $40 a night. They're like hotels where the guy next door got shot the night the other day, and there's no locks on the door. If there are, you could push them open.
and the taxes, there's no
You know?
tax in Portland, so it's actually really reasonable. You don't have to pay the ridiculous hotel tax that
So
you
it's
normally
actually
do.
even less than $40 if you want to. Well, I don't know if
No,
we paid the taxes or not because we
we
did
paid a
Priceline.
Priceline fee, which is something, but we didn't have to pay the ridiculous tax that you normally do.
Right.
So it's reasonable. I would recommend staying. We got a really good deal at the Lloyd Center last time. I think that was definitely worth it because we only paid like 40 or 50 bucks a night
We were
last
actually
time.
more stressed about that, but actually,
That
we could
one
ride the
was
MAX right into the
nice.
downtown for
That
free.
ended up being a sweet deal. We wouldn't ride the Max with the baby now, but
And in the mall with all the teeny boppers who were ice skating in the ice skating rink.
yeah, that was
That was a
sweet.
plus. If we were a
We got
teeny
hassled by a
bopper.
bunch of homeless people too, which is also a plus. We like the
Yeah.
urban feel.
The
Urban always makes it a more interesting experience.
MAX actually goes all the way to Hillsboro.
Yeah, we were only 2 blocks from a stop, so we could have technically rode it in. But I mean, if you want to go into Portland more, I would stay closer to the
I didn't
city.
know we were that close to a stop.
Yeah, well, I knew that because I looked it up on the internet. But we weren't gonna ride it in with a baby, so I didn't even think it was an
Well,
option.
it was like 30 minutes to get downtown.
And side note that most stores in downtown Portland will validate your parking if you buy something for 2 hours, so there's
Oh, that's
really not a
true.
reason to ride the train unless you're gonna be around all day long. If you're just going down there for a few hours, just get yourself validated and it's free. Or otherwise, it's dirt cheap. I
Oh, that's
mean,
a good point.
for an urban city, it's really cheap.
That's if you park in the garages in Seattle or in Portland, right?
Right. Yeah,
Yeah.
park in the garages.
So it was fun. Hillsboro feels like an old town. Like it's definitely been there for a lot longer than Intel, and Intel's kind of got its own part of
The
town.
downtown area.
Sacramento was kind of like that too, because Intel was built up in Folsom, and they're just a bunch of rich people. It was kind of all fallout from Intel.
Yeah, we've been.
It was mostly
We
chains, you
hit up,
know.
we finally went to one of the local brewery pub houses, McMenamins. Is that
McManaman's.
McManamins?
Yeah.
There seems to be a bunch all over Portland.
Yeah, it was just northwest or northeast of Intel on Cornelius Road near the 27, 26, 27,
I don't know.
whatever
It
that
had a nice
highway is.
atmosphere. It had like a place you get a whole wedding and something.
Yeah.
And
It was.
they make their own beer, and I thought it was decent.
Yeah, they had a. We sampled some beers, and they had a
Right.
raspberry beer, which was kind of like a pink
Okay.
lemonade.
Yeah.
Like it was
Oh,
Mike's Hard
I'm not a big
Lemonade.
fan of those,
If
you
you like
know.
Mike's Hard Lemonade, you'd probably like that beer.
I'm a porter and
It's better than that,
stout
but.
drinker myself, so.
They had. What was it? The Thunderhead? Thunderbolt?
That
Something?
was pretty good. Their
That was their main ESB.
flagship beer.
Extra special
Yeah.
beer, ESB. Yeah, that was good. We tried.
I tried the it had a cool name too. What was it? It was like some kind of like destroyer name or something for
I think it was called the Destroyer.
The porterhouse. The porterhouse. Yeah, no, porter.
That sounds good.
You can't have a porterhouse and a porter together. This is like heart attack central, man.
Yeah.
Sign me up in the hospital.
Yeah, I mean the beers are pretty good overall.
You tried one of their Belgium, or you tried one of their special ones that they had going on. I thought it was like. I'm not as much of a wheat beer kind of person as you are. I enjoy them, but I enjoy more flavor and coffee notes and things. I like the dark beers.
I guess that's kind of funny because my petite little wife here likes a really hard dark beer. Like, the blacker the beer, the better.
You drink like a fruity cosmopolitan. I'll drink the straight gin martini.
The more orange the beer is, the more I like it.
Those are fine. I just prefer the dark beer. I'll probably...
I like Belgian beers. Belgian wit beer, Belgian whatever, the brewer, the ale, whatever. Those are all...
But I can drink like hardcore espresso. Like, I can handle a lot of dark.
Yeah, Tracy darkness. Can drink like black coffee. Yep. I have to have espresso.
You gotta have your sweetiness in it.
I have to have espresso, and she has to... She can have black coffee.
You don't drink espresso. You drink macchiatos and...
I drink lattes. Ridiculousness. Lattes are pretty close. It's just got milk.
You put that ridiculous sweet junk in it, though.
Yeah, I put Irish cream.
When do you ever drink a traditional latte or something?
On Wednesday, I had one, straight up.
You should, because it's 30 cents cheaper, and that can be 30 cents more for the college fund for baby. We won't have that discussion on air. The latte factor.
Oh, Starbucks. Starbucks isn't very good compared to other coffee shops.
No, but actually, I do like the Starbucks in our town center. I think it's actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. Like, it's better than other Starbucks, my opinion.
That's good.
It's always crowded.
We won't identify it, but we will say that we went to the Human Bean in Hillsboro, which I thought it was a drive-thru.
Yeah, it was good because they give you the chocolate-covered espresso beans with every drink, which is a huge plus.
Yeah, that's, like, usually a sign of a good coffee shop if they give you chocolate-covered espresso beans.
Yeah, you just got to do that little touch, man, to bring people back in. I would come in just for the chocolate-covered espresso beans because I love them.
I don't know if they were good or not because Tracy ate mine. She always eats mine.
I love chocolate-covered espresso beans.
I like the mail. I've never... I don't even know if we get mail.
To no end. Tracy, I tell you what mail we get. I told you we got a card today from your uncle.
Yeah. So... Hillsboro. We went to the Human Bean because it was...
Well, it was closed.
Everything was closed.
Insomniac, was that the name of it?
We tried to go to Insomnia, which we ended up going there.
Yeah, they were fine. I wasn't, like, super impressed.
They're on Baseline Road in Hillsboro.
Yeah, you'll never go there because they were completely out of the way, but they were by our hotel.
I didn't like their tables. It just kind of felt like a bunch of junk from the attic. It was dirty.
It was fine. It wasn't amazing.
I mean, they were trying to do something a little more interesting.
There seemed to be a cool one downtown, but we didn't go there, and I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, there was a few other ones in the downtown of Hillsboro. It was kind of dead on Sunday morning, which is good, because maybe people are at church.
Yeah, I saw more churches in the subs.
Yeah.
In downtown Portland.
We saw, like, a Catholic church, and there was cars all the way around it and all sides.
Yep.
Which is amazing to me. Sometimes I just don't understand why people go to church because I just despair about people. Like, it obviously seems to be the best thing to do. Like, for me, like, I don't see why you wouldn't want to do that. But sometimes I get discouraged about people and just think, well, that people just aren't interested or even capable. So that was kind of cheerful for me to actually see the town dead and then people at church on Sunday. It could have been just that one Sunday.
No, I think it was probably that way always. Things started opening up later in the day.
Yeah. Well, the woman at the coffee shop who had a tattoo in Hebrew on her arm, who was Jewish.
No, she was Christian.
No, she said she was Jewish by heritage, but she was Christian by religion, and that she said she got a lot of flack from other Jews because her tattoo meant that she couldn't get buried in the Jewish cemetery.
Oh, yeah, she did look Jewish. That's interesting.
Yeah, I told her I was more interested in the resurrection than the burial anyway, and she agreed.
Yeah, she liked us. Probably because she really don't get many Christians coming in on a Sunday morning. She's probably like...
That's true.
You know?
Because they're probably at church.
Yeah.
We didn't go to church that Sunday. We didn't get it together. We thought about it.
We thought about it. We just... Yeah, we hadn't...
We weren't there for very long.
No. Instead, we went to the Saqqari.
We make up for it by going to the Saqqaria. What was that? Forest Grove?
Forest Grove, yeah, good call. I forgot.
Yeah. So you take
8 miles, like
it was like the
west of
number
Hillsboro.
eight or whatever.
Gosh, I really want to go to the Oregon coast. I just wanted to keep on driving. I
There's
love
not that much
I love the
further.
coast. Yeah, we should go.
Well, it's still possible to take my sisters there. We can think
Yeah,
about
we
it.
could do that on 4th of July. We could do the coast.
That'd be a lot of fun. That's like pure ocean.
I just want to get back there.
Whoa. Yeah, it'd be nice to go back there. We haven't been to Mount St. Helens,
We do need to do that for sure.
but we'll talk about that in a little bit. So, the Saqqaria, let's talk about that first. We'll talk about
Sure.
Mount St. Helens
It
later
is
and
called,
Powell's
it
later.
is the only North American owned sake.
Saqqaria.
Saqqaria.
The other ones are near San
Sacramento.
Francisco. Well, we had like
Yeah.
a dissonance.
The name of the Saqqaria is Sake One, which has been featured on Food Network and other shows, so you might have heard of it
Yeah,
if you.
Saqqone. We have a brochure. It has this.
I love doing tours of wineries and breweries and things. It's just kind of interesting.
Yeah.
This one wasn't great because I wanted a Japanese person to tour me, but we had some kind of
Champy girl.
tramp girl. That's okay, but she was nice, but she just wasn't like. She didn't seem like she knew what she was talking about. She seemed like she was reading a script.
Yeah.
And I want someone that knows what they're talking about, but it's always interesting to learn about the brewing process. It's a really simple thing.
They have this interesting logo. It's like a really angry samurai that is drawn in the kabuki style. Kabuki usually looks like it's kind of like a black and white drawing. The faces are all white, and they have little eyebrows and long faces, pointy chins, and little buns in their black hair. You'd recognize it if you see it, but their logo is like all red and black, and rather than white and black. And it's like a really angry guy. We saw a lot of those in Japan.
Yeah.
Usually some angry god outside of a temple trying to scare away Buddhist spirits or
Yeah.
something like that.
They didn't have Tanuki around, which was surprising, but
Yeah.
that's fine. I do love Tanuki.
So it was mostly the Ginjo grade. I thought there was three grades of sake based on how they refine and they mill
I think
the
there are. There's a cheapy one, which is what you make hot. There's Ginjo, which you drink cold. And then there's like the super Ginjo kind of thing.
Daijingo.
Daijingo or whatever.
Yeah. They tried to break it down in four, which I almost felt like they did it to four just so that they could say that their best one was actually better. I think they were all medium grade.
Yeah, honestly, there was nothing that was like standout-ish from the others that we
Yeah.
tried. We tried seven, I
Yeah.
think, by the time we had.
They had food pairings with them
Did
too,
the
which was
food pairing
nice.
with the tasting.
So basically, what they do is they start with brown rice and they put it in the mill. And what the mill does is it peels off layers off of the rice kernel. That I don't know if they cook it before or after. I couldn't figure that out. I imagine. I have no idea. I imagine they mill it first and then cook it after. Because I
Well,
don't know
there's
how you'd
not
mill the cooked
really,
rice.
there's no toastiness to whatever, so I don't know really know how much they don't toast it. They heat it
Wrote.
up,
I thought
but
they said they brewed it.
yeah, they brew it, but it just never gets like a brewiness to it, like
Yeah.
because it's so clean tasting.
Yeah. It's like really good sake starts to taste like water almost, or vodka.
Vodka maybe a little more. Not as high as alcohol content, obviously. It's
Yeah.
only about the same as wine or a little bit stronger.
Yeah, so if you like vodka but it's just way too dangerous for you, you could try a good sake.
Yeah, I mean, really,
Because
if
it's
you
not
want to
strong
make a
alcohol,
mixed
it's half a
drink
str
with sake, it's much more, you could drink a lot more
Oh
than if
yeah.
you wanted to drink, which is one of the things they were infusing their sakes with fruits and things, trying to make the American palate happy.
Similar to like a Prosecco,
Prosecco,
when
yeah.
you put the
Oh,
little
Prosecco's good.
fruit stuff in the Prosecco, which is like a cheaper version of champagne. So they put some fruit infusions in them. We tried to their Daijingo. I
The really
didn't.
high-end one, yeah.
Yeah, they had a what do they call those half bottles?
300 milliliter.
Yeah, what do they call those? I forget. Quarter, whatever. When you go to the
A
restaurant and
split.
a split. When you go get a split, you could get a split of their nice sake. Because it's interesting because the sake spoils.
That was interesting. I did not know that. I
Yeah.
didn't even think about that, really.
Unlike wine, it has a shelf life.
Because they don't pasteurize some of it. So then, obviously, you have to drink it.
Which is interesting.
According to the FDA, probably.
So they had all this extra Daijingo. I'm probably saying that wrong, but Daijingo.
Something like that.
Sake, and they broke them down into these little splits for $8. You could buy them.
Normally, like, $36. So that was, like...
$36 for a bottle.
A 300-milliliter bottle.
So you could buy two for $8, which is the same amount as a bottle.
No. The bottle that they're selling for $8 normally costs $36.
We didn't buy one, though.
No, we didn't.
So you know, just in case you're wondering about our drinking patterns.
I wasn't very impressed by it.
No.
To buy it.
Yeah. Because we can get a, you can get a whole bottle of wine for $8. It's not too bad if you know what to buy.
Right.
And I didn't think it was too impressive, you know. But sake is fun. It's nice. Like
it goes really well with sushi.
Our favorite right now is Kurosawa.
Kurosawa, yeah.
Hustle Famous film director. K-U-R-A-S-A-W-A.
K-U-R-A-S-O-W-A.
Yeah, Tracy's probably right.
I don't know.
You can probably find that at your Japanese or Asian grocery store. And that's usually runs around $15 to $20.
Right. They're listed as 20, but usually it's on sale for like 14 or something.
Yeah, it's going to be close to $15 if you can.
Which, we got it out at the restaurant for $27 a bottle, which is a good deal.
That was for my 30th birthday.
Your 30th birthday. Dun da da da.
Yeah, I am now 30 years old.
I'm not near that.
Yeah, well, we'll change the subject and go back to Portland. So, Sakuriya, do you recommend Sake Wan?
Sure.
The reason why we went there is because it was a little bit too far to take little baby to...
the Willamette Valley.
Dundee.
We could have done it, but it was just...
It would have been an hour each way.
We did it actually, we went to there last year for Memorial Weekend and did do that, which was fun, but there was traffic, so...
And we didn't have a baby.
I didn't want to do the traffic deal. Yeah. And it was hot. It just wasn't the day to drive.
Yeah, we've had a little bit
too nice of weather. Sake 1 is not too far outside. If you're in Hillsboro, it's really close. But if you're in Portland, it's not that far either.
Yeah. Well, we almost went to Gustav's. We've already been to Gustav's before.
We went to Gustav's twice before.
Yeah, so we ended up just going back to the hotel and resting. And I think we picked up some food and went out for food after that later. But Gustav's is good if you're in Portland. I'd recommend that too. So you kind of get the ideas. We just kind of hung out at the hotel. We watched John and Eight plus Kate or something like that.
We watched like 2 minutes of it and we're like, this is so boring. These people are so ridiculous.
It was like on every channel. And
we watched Kung Fu Panda again, part of it.
We did. And we watched Mall Cop in the hotel.
Oh yeah, Mall Cop. Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. It was just a nice, easy little trip. And then on Monday, we went down into Portland.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
We went to Powell's Books.
Went to Powell's again.
We had a little harder time because the little baby was crying quite a bit.
Yeah.
She does not like the Bjorn
right now, and I didn't bring my sling, so I was carrying it around in my hands, and people were ridiculous.
Yeah. Powell's is an awesome bookstore. Compared to Barnes & Noble, I would go to Powell's any day.
Sure. I'm personally like Half Price books better, but
because they're cheap.
I'm a deal hunter. Powell's is really
expensive, but they have really good books. Where if you walk into Half Price books, there's only a crapshoot of whether you're really going to find something really good.
Sure, yeah. But Powell's, you're going to find the book you want probably.
Yeah.
They had my 1828 dictionary, which I've been looking for. It's a good. It's a first edition Webster's dictionary, which. The reason why it's good is because a lot of the definitions in it come from the Bible and classic literature, which nowadays you don't have that.
Yeah.
So you get nice
They means. Feel like they're like 10% cheaper or so, plus there's no sales tax.
They were 10% cheaper than List, but so is Amazon, was cheaper than them, so.
And you can get a new book off of Amazon.
Right, so for me, I didn't buy it because that was a $60 book.
Like, if you're the kind of person who just kind of goes and peruses books and then... Like, I had a list of books that I wanted to buy from my reading list that I got from Michael Tate and John Dever.
John Denver. Country Road.
Take me home to the place that I know, West Virginia. Mountain Mama. Take me home. Dooby-doo.
You bought a few
Dooby-doo.
books. I didn't buy anything there.
Dr. Martin Lloyd Jones. I got an exposition on the Sermon on the Mount. And another book on spiritual something or whatever, deception of whatever.
Spiritual depression.
All right, that was on my reading list. And I also picked up Bruce Metzger's commentary on the Greek New Testament, which goes through all of the peculiar words that are in the Greek and explains different ways they're translated, which is really interesting because this year I've been trying to learn the Greek New Testament very slowly, mostly by studying 1 John and John the Gospel. So it's been really interesting to learn about it, especially since so many people have been picking on textual criticism lately. Now that the internet becomes more accessible, people are able to deal with these words. I'm reading this book by Jonathan Edwards, and I was really impressed that he knew who the Essenes were. Do you know who the Essenes are?
No.
There's this community that had the Dead Sea Scrolls came out of them, that the Qumran caves, whatever. They were a group of Jewish people that may have been part of some priests from the time of Ezra that kind of had descended and practiced in the wilderness. Anyways, he knew who they were, and he had no internet or computers or searches. You know, it's not like you can just kind of go to the library and check it out. So I was pretty impressed. But anyways, I'm learning about it. So I have that book. It was pretty good. I like books. Half Price Books is a lot more fun. I've been to every Half Price Books in Seattle.
Last week.
There's like 10 of them.
Like, did you go to Half Price Books today? Did you have free coffees today? I can read you like a book, man.
Well, I've been to all of them. I've been to the one in Linwood and the one in Redmond and
Yeah, you've gone to
Bellevue.
more than me.
I've been to the one in the U District and the one in Capitol Hill
Tequila.
and the one in Tequila.
Is that all of them?
I think so.
No, I thought there was one we haven't been to.
Not that I know of.
I thought there was one more that we haven't been to. Was there one in Olympia we haven't been
Oh, is there?
I don't know.
We'll have to look and find out. We could take a road trip to
Make a trip
Spokane.
to Olympia to Spokane, yeah, right? To go to Half Price Books. That'd be crazy.
My favorite one is in Capitol Hill.
Capitol Hill definitely rocks the most. Redmond's all right.
Capitol Hill, I think the people there, like, I always look at the theology section, and you have to have someone who knows what theology books are in order to buy them, because they buy books from people. So if someone brings in a book from Rudolf Bultmann or Oscar Coleman or John Piper or Edwards, they need to know this is valuable, but they also need to know they can sell it.
Right.
Anyways,
Powell's.
Paul's it.
Oh, we ate at
That's fun.
our Jake's
Yeah.
Crawfish House again, which we ate it last time.
Yeah, the food was good. The
Cause
baby
it's
was
like
really
2 blocks from
crazy.
Powell's, but the baby was Netzer's.
Yeah.
So.
It was more work for me, mostly, because I had to keep going and take the
Yeah.
baby, whatever.
You had the halibut, and I had the
Halibut's really
salmon
good.
sauté, which is an excellent lunch entree.
Yeah,
Go
I
there
highly
for
recommend
lunch.
that place.
Good prices. You can get some under $10, like seafood, good seafood under $10, fresh
Yeah, go to
stuff.
Paul's and go have lunch at Jake's.
Jake's, yeah.
Recommend it.
Salmon
We didn't do
sauté
the
is
oyster
excellent.
champagne this time.
Yeah, South Park we didn't hit up, which is your normal.
I like
We
that place, but
would go like twice at least when we were there before.
yeah, but we weren't really doing Portland this time. We were
No, we
kind of
were
doing
trying to
West Portland.
explore West Portland, West Side.
Yeah, because you never know. So, who knows where life will take you, and it's kind of nice. At least visit it before we're gone, or we could always end up moving there, you know, or we could just continue to be where we are. You never know.
You never know.
But so anyways, we had some interesting experiences trying to feed the baby in the car and trying to time how the baby's gonna cry. She did really well in the car seat.
She did do well, retrospectively.
Yeah, we had a nice stop off in Olympia. We were trying to go to some interesting Vietnamese place, which was
Fine.
not the best, but it
Cool
was
isn't the
fine.
best. was fine.
Mine was fine.
Okay.
But we did end up getting to go downtown Olympia, which was kind of fun. And the last thing I think that was really fun about Portland was seeing Mount St. Helens.
Oh yeah, that's true. We had some excellent views.
I think you spotted it first.
I did spot it.
You go, there's
Saw
a look
the
at that mountain. I'm like,
crater.
there's no mountain there.
The
Then you're
funny
like,
thing, I
look.
had just bought in the book at Half Price Books of Washington, like a picture book for $1, and it was from 1960s, so it had Mount St. Helens before the eruption, so
Erupted.
you could like hold the book up and compare it to the picture while you're looking at it. It was just kind of fun.
Yeah, we were totally confused by that. Tracy got a bunch of art books for a buck at the Tukwila
Yeah, I
Half
got
Price
some
Books.
sweet books, man. I got Handel's Messiah, illustrated, which is like I would never have even known that there was such a book for a buck. And
Art books are expensive.
the pictures in it alone, I would cut out and hang up on the wall. This is why I buy art books a lot, is because you can take prints out of them and use them for inspiration or for wall hangings. Especially if you're only paying a dollar. I got Jesus in the New Testament illustrated, which has lost some interesting prints. I got a Vancouver print book. I got a Washington print book. I got an Alaska, which was nice because we went to Alaska last year. So that's a recommendation to get. No, actually, don't, because then there won't be any left for me. But clearance art books are a good deal.
I'd like to go to Anchorage still. They just hit a mountain that just erupted there this year.
Anchorage, yeah, Fairbanks. Do a little dog sled race or
Go
something.
to Denali, go see Mount
Ride a
McKinley.
bear back. Home.
Wasn't that like an evil movie? Golden Compass.
That was a
Actually,
few
it's kind
different
of
movies.
disappointing.
The Golden Compass we did finally watch on
Yeah,
demand,
I
and
boycotted it for a long time, but then it was on demand
it
for
wasn't
free.
terrible. It was not good, so I wouldn't recommend it. It had some interesting scenes and whatnot, but I thought the lead actress was kind of evil.
Pan's Labyrinth was way more evil than this
Oh
movie
gosh,
ever
that was
was.
super evil. The torture in that just about did
There's
me
just
in.
no way that's a kids movie.
Pan's Labyrinth is not a kids movie. That's probably adults, but that should be classified as
That's an
horror. It
atheist horror movie.
should be classified as horror. They shouldn't deceive you by such a title and pictures.
But the driving south to Portland has the best views of Mount St. Helens.
And we saw Mount Hood.
It's between like exit 70 and exit 80
We saw
on the
Mount
five.
Rainier.
Yeah, you could see Mount Hood and Mount Rainier.
It's a pretty drive.
Yeah, I guess that Mount St. Helens is directly east of
Kelso.
Kelso. But you
So you
can't see
can
it from
stay and get a
Kelso.
hotel in Kelso and go there on the cheap.
Yeah, but I don't think you can go directly there from Kelso. You have to either go north or south.
Oh.
There's like three ways to get there, but there's not like a
There's one
dead-on direct.
campground, I think it's like SeaQuest or
Yeah.
SeaStar. But it's
See.
always booked, so try to book it way in ahead. We might have to try to book it way in advance to stay there.
Yeah, Mount Rainier is probably one. That and San Juan Islands, but we've been to Deception Pass, which is kind of
It's
similar.
similar.
And Bainbridge, we've been there. And some of the other
Would
towns.
be.
Yeah, but those are the last few places we would really like to go, I guess. I went to Lake Cochise earlier this year, which is fun. Oof. Oh.
Cheese. Yeah.
So it was kind of cool. If you got a nice clear day, you can see Mount St. Helens starting from around exit 80 as you get closer to
Portland.
Portland. You can actually see it from Portland, Vancouver at least.
Vancouver, yeah, for sure.
But it's not as pretty from Vancouver because you just kind of have a flat
Backside.
edge. Because the back edge didn't get the jagged teeth. It's more of the north side had the jagged teeth. So when you're driving into Portland, it's a little more interesting. So.
Cheers.
Yeah, so that was our Portland trip for 2009.
Right. It was like a deja vu all over again. Memorial 2009,
Yeah, we did the
2008.
exact same trip.
I didn't even realize it until we were driving there. I'm like, we did this last year.
It was fun last year,
It
too.
was
It was
fun.
easy. Well, it was kind of last minute, too, because we were
Portland
stressed
is
out about it.
always the last minute trip because you can always price land a dirt cheap hotel that's decent.
Well, I wanted to do something easy in case the baby cried the whole
Campgrounds you
time.
have to do ahead of time.
We're still trying to figure out the whole camping thing with little baby, but little
Little
baby's,
baby's excellent.
yeah, she's pretty good at all this stuff. Well, I think this is enough for today.
Yeah, it's been kind of long.
35 minutes or so ish. So
Ish.
it's good to podcast again. I hope you enjoyed our show. This has been Wyatt.
And his wife,
What's your name?
Tracy.
Tracy.
We're much more excited than John and Kate will say.
I
Like,
think so too. Plus, you can do things with your hands.
right.
You can look somewhere else. You can look at a picture book while you're listening to us.
Arigato.
Gozaimasu. Baby just moved.
I know. That was pretty
She
funny.
just started doing turns.
She's crazy, man. I love
She
her.
turned over. All right, see you later. Bye.